The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim provides the history of the mitzvos that were given to the Avos and given to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam begins with Adam Arishon. The Adam Arishon was given six out of the seven mitzvos that we turn the Shemitzos Neinoach. Adam Arishon was given Avodah Zarah, Gilirayosh, Shfichus Damim, Gezel, Birchas Hashem, and Dinin. Those were the tzivuim of Adam Arishon. When it comes to Noach, Noach was given additional tzivui. The Rambam writes, and that is the mitzvah of Avram and Hachai. And the Rambam cites the pasuk that Ach Baser Banafsho Doma Lo Sochem. The Rambam continues, Avram Avinu Nitzav Yeser Al Elu B'Mila. Avram Avinu, there was a tzivui of Bris Mila, and then the Rambam adds, for who his fellow shachris. That was not a tzivui, but nonetheless, Avram Avinu did so. Vayashkem Avram Avoker, the tzivui is Mila, and the practice of Avram Avinu was indeed to daven shachris. The Rambam continues when it comes to Yitzchak, Yifrish Maisa, and Yitzchak Avinu daven Mincha. There the Rambam does not mention anything about the tzivui, Poshub Shat, that Yitzchak was not mitzvah in Meiser, but he did so on his own. Oh, and the writer there is Masid. Why Yitzchak? Why not Avram Avinu? After all, Vayitino Meiser Mikol. Why isn't that attributed to Avram Avinu? Why does Rambam attribute it to Yitzchak? Fasim Machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid, take a look at Kesav Mishnah. And the Rambam adds, and Yitzchak Avinu Dav Mincha. Rambam continues, Yaakov Avinu, Hosif Giranasha. Well, Hosif Giranasha, that's interesting. Now, I would have thought maybe that Tam would have said that Nitzav Al Giranasha. No, but the Rambam writes, Hosif Giranasha. And of course, Yaakov Avinu, Davin Marvin. So the Kesav Mishnah already points out that pay special attention to the language of the Rambam. After all, he writes, V'das Rabbeinu, Shekol Eilu HaMitzvos, that typically when the Rambam is writing this, it is Me'atzmam Asum. It means this is something they did on their own. Avram Avinu Davening Shachris, and Yitzchak Maiser Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu Giranasha and Tfilas Arvis. Of course, with exception, Kesav Mishnah writes is Mila, and therefore, Lo Hizkir Nitztave, Rak B'Mila. That obviously, Parshas Lech Lecha was indeed a tzivoy. So, a fascinating contrast in the Rambam. Certainly, Shachris Mincha Mariv was not a tzivoy, but apparently, the Rambam indeed is distinguishing between Bris Mila as opposed to Giranasha. Bris Mila clearly is a tzivoy, and Giranasha is something that was done on our own. In what sense is this true? For example, the Rambam doesn't articulate, but if you look in the Sefer HaChasidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChasid, Nesimin Reish Lamed Aleph, there Rabbi Chosin writes the following, that Vayivoser Yaakov Avada, Yaakov Avinu was by himself, and he was traveling. The Pegisha with the Saro Shel Esav, Yaakov Avinu was injured, Parshas Vayishlach, and all of a sudden, Giranasha, right? The Sefer HaChasidim writes that the Bnei Yaakov felt terrible. Now, why in the world was Yaakov, you know, traveling alone? Right? He had 10, 12 sons. Now, why is he traveling? Why is he traveling alone? They let him travel alone, and all of a sudden he was injured in the course of doing so. So therefore, Lechach Nadru, so the Bnei Yaakov took upon themselves that they should not eat the Giranasha, because after all, they were Poshea. Hoel upashanu v'inachnu halaylo hazeh levado, that they let the zaken be by himself that night, and lachein ir lo bishvileinu, and therefore it's our fault that he was injured, and therefore they made a neder not to have the Giranasha. Well, maybe to some extent a diuk in the Rambam, because the Rambam says hosif, as opposed to a tzivoy. But that's how the Rambam presents the history of the mitzvahs. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so as part of a Krisas Bris, Bris Mila, and other times simply it was an Inu Mitzuv Yosef that the Avos did in order to demonstrate their Avas Hashem. When you look in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayis and Chulin and Av Kufman days, there the Rambam seems to view Giranasha somewhat differently. And that is the Machlokes between Rabbi and the Chachamim. It's a very technical machlokas, but the Rambam writes that this is an ikar hagadol in Kol HaTorah Kula. The technical machlokas, Chulin Daf Kufim Abeis, is the following. This Yisur Giranasha, does that apply to a behemah tahora? Absolutely yes. a behema tahora, you're allowed to partake of the animal, with the exception of Giran Asha. Does the Isra of Giran Asha apply to a behema tamei? That really is the question. Because one could argue, look, a behema tamei is off limits in its entirety. You can't go ahead and partake of any part of the behema tamei. Why would there be a need for an Isra of Giran Asha? Behema tamei, I understand. Yes, except for, but behema tamei, no. That's exactly the shita of the Chachamim. That you know what? That noeg b'tahora, the eno noeg b'tameya. The Isra of Giran Asha applies to an animal that otherwise you're allowed to eat, with this exception. But the behema tameya is entirely, entirely off limits. And Rav Yehuda says, a stunning chiddush, not true. Af b'tameya. If a person will go ahead and partake of a behema tameya, you know what? There's an Isra of behema tameya, but there will be an Isra of Giran Asha as well. Well, how is that possible? But the Chachamim say it's very mistaber. Einisr chalisr in the sense that if the animal is entirely off limits, why is there an additional prohibition? Shavita says the following, that what do you mean? That halo mi bnei Yaakov nesar Giran Asha. The Isra of Giran Asha is found in Parshas Vayishlach. At that point in time, the Torah did not say you can only eat a behema Torah, not a behema Tamea. You have to agree in Parshas Vayishlach, the Isra of Giran Asha applied to all animals. And therefore, Rav Yehuda says the following. What was, is. What was true then in Parshas Vayishlach, that is true. That is true, Ladoros. You have to agree with me in Parshas Vayishlach. You mean that the tzivui of Giran Asha was only for a behema tahora when you're allowed to partake of behema tamea? So Rav Yehuda says, this is a clear exception. Of course that's true. So the Mishnah says the following, that no, Amrulo, Misinai Nemar, Ela shenichta bimkom. That's the Lashon HaMishnah. Misinai nema. Giran Asha was given to us at Har Sinai. But nichta bimkom. Nichta bimkom. So what exactly does that mean? Misinai nema. Ela shenichta bimkom. So Rashi writes a stunning beer. That you know what? Giran Asha was given to us at Har Sinai. It was given to us at Har Sinai. And when the Pasuk says in Parashas, Al Kan Yochu B'nei Yisrael, it means we B'nei Yisrael. It doesn't mean B'nei Yaakov. It means B'nai Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. Why in the world is it written then in Parshas Vayishlach if it wasn't given until later? You know what the answer is? Context. Context. You're going to tell me, you know what, we were told at Har Sinai not to partake Giran Asha. Why? What's so special about the Giran Asha? You know what the answer is? So the Torah gives us a heads up on Parshas Vayishlach. This is what happened to Yaakov, you know. So realize, he was injured. And therefore, you know what? There is going to be a tzivui that you're not allowed to partake of. But that tzivui is at Har Sinai. That tzivui is at Har Sinai. Wow. The Bnei Yaakov were not mitzuvin Giran Asha. That's Rashi Shita. They were not mitzuvin Giran Asha. Maybe one could argue, even Rashi could agree, in Enu Mitzuvi Oseh. But there was no tzivui to the Bnei Yaakov. It was given to us, but the Torah provided context. Context. Why indeed? Why indeed that's true? Well, now the Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos there, fundamentally disagrees. I've often suggested, no, learning the Psicha Kalelis of the Prima Gadim, no? Prima Gadim begins the Psicha Kalelis with this Rambam. The Rambam, the Perush Mishnayos, Slondakov. The Rambam writes, this is not just a technical machlokas when it comes to Giran Asha. The Rambam writes, V'sim Limcha, El Ha'ikar Ha'gadal Ha'nichla B'mishnazos. The Rambam writes, pay special attention to a Klal Gadol B'Torah. A Klal Gadol B'Torah. And you know what that Klal Gadol B'Torah is? Torah Tziv Olam Moshe. Torah Tziv Olam Moshe. You want to know what exactly is a mitzvah satorah? You want to know what is included in Taryag Mitzvahs? Finish the sentence. No. Taryag Mitzvahs Nemra L'Moshe Misinai. Makos Tavchav Gimel. Moshe Misinai. Moshe Misinai. Our observance of the mitzvah is based on Maman Rasina. Maman Rasina. So what about Giran Asha? No, Giran Asha, of course, was given to Bnei Yaakov. Of course was given to Bnei Yaakov. But that's not why we observe the Isra of Giran Asha. We observe the Isra of Giran Asha because of Maman Har Sinai. Despite the fact that it was given Kodem Kabbalah Satorah as a tzivui. As a tzivui. Not that there was no tzivui whatsoever. That's why Poshub Shad, maybe not like that Keshlev Mishas Diuk in the Rambam. That there was a tzivui of Giran Asha. There was a tzivui of Giran Asha. But that's not why we observe Giran Asha. And therefore, In Parshas V'Yishlach, it's absolutely clear, that Gidon Asher applied to a behemoth Tamei as well. But we, who refrain from Gidon Asher because of Mamre Harsin, at that point, when we were told you can't partake of a behemoth Tamei at all, the Yisra Gidon Asher now changed and flipped. It was only Chal. It was only Chal then. Amashlam Adavar Domet. The Mitzvah Puruvu, only Bnei Yisrael. Amitzuvim Puruvu. No? A non-Jew is not chayiv in Puruvu. You're going to tell me, what do you mean? What about these parashios? A Puruvu? What about Noach is not? These parashios only talking about Yisrael. You know what the answer is? Yeah, in real time, no, in Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, Puruvu was given to all humanity. But guess what? That changed at Mamre Har Sinai. Whereas initially the mitzvah of Puruvu was to populate the world, L'doros Har Sinai, you know what the mitzvah of Puruvu is? To expand Kedushas Yisrael, Torah Yisrael, and therefore it only applies to us. It doesn't apply to the Umos Olam. It doesn't apply to the Umos Olam. For us, Puruvu was to perpetuate the Mesorah. And there was a time, no doubt, at the beginning of Bria Shamayim Varetz, that Puruvu was to populate the world. That changed. What right does a mitzvah have to change? Because Misina Nemra, Elish Nitha Bin Komo. And that's exactly what the Rambam writes is true in that Pirush Mishnayos of Bris Milah. What's true of Gidon Asher is true of Bris Milah. What's true of Bris Milah is true of Gidon Asher. Meaning that, of course, Avraham Avinu was Mitzuva in Bris Milah. But that's not why we observe Bris Milah. We don't observe Bris Milah because of Parshas Lech Lecha. We observe Bris Milah because Mamre Har Sinai, in Parshas Tazria, the Torah tells us, Uviyom Hashmini, Ima Basar Losa. And therefore, our tzivui of Bris Milah is because of Parshas Tazria. It's not because of the tzivui that was given to Avraham Avinu. Where do you see indeed that that's true? Wow, the Skiddush. So I'll tell you the following. Take a look at the Sugya and Shabbos and the Kuf Lamedei. And the Gemara spells this out. The Gemara says the following. You know, when you look in Parshas Tazria, there's something a little bit unusual. Bris Milah's on day 8. That's true. Yeah, but what precedes that? Isha ki Tazri v'yolda zachar. A woman has a natural Eda, which is accompanied by days of Tumah, days in Tara. Bris Milah's on day 8. So you know what Rav Asi says? Kol she'imo tamea leida, nima l'shmona. If you have a natural birth, which is accompanied by all those dinim in Parshas Tazria, then, and only then, is the bris done on day 8. Otherwise, bris milah is done on day 1. Wow, that's pretty heavy. No? If ain't imo tamea leida, if it's not a natural leida accompanied by these dinim, tuma tara, in such a case, the bris milah is on day one. For example, a C-section, a yotzei dofen. That's not a natural aid accompanied by the normal dinim daraisa of tumatara, other dinim. So in such a case, the bris is done on day one. That's the Chiddush Rav Asi. The Gemara quotes this subsequently Tanaim. The Gemara says, how can you say that's true? How can you say mila bizmana, day 8, is linked to a natural karcha sasriya, doros harishonim yochich. Doros harishonim yochich. You know what the Gemara's kasha is? Look in Parshas Lech Lecha. Bris Milah is on day 8, and nothing at all is mentioned about Tuma, Intara, natural Leda, Yotzei Dofen. Nothing is mentioned. So you know what the Gemara answers? Nitzna Torah v'nischad shalacha. You know what? You're right. Kodam Matan Torah, Bris Milah was on day 8. But you know what? We observe Bris Milah because of Matan Torah, and there, day 8 is linked to Isha Kisa Sri of Yolda Zachar. That's the Chiddush of Rav Asi. And the Balamor writes that it's a Sveika Dedina, whether the Paschal like Rav Asi. The Yisod certainly is true, but wow, you know what? We treat that as a Suffolk. A C-section. Is the bris done on day 1? Is the bris done on day 8? Now that's what the Mechaber writes, near a day, Reis Samachav. We talked about Reis Samachav right now. That's Milan Shabbos, with the Muktzah issues, now. Reis Samachav. You have, let's say, the Yotzei Dofen. The child is born through a C-section on Shabbos. What do you do? Ooh, so the Mechaber writes that, you know what? We're going to wait till day 8. We're not going to do a bris on day 1. Maybe you need day 8. But we're going to treat the meal on day 8 as a meal of Shulav Hazman. Because maybe the bris should have been on day 1. Halacha l'maisa. A child's born, Yotzei Dofen, on Shabbos. The bris milah is on day 9 on Sunday. Because day 8 may only be, indeed, when it's a natural Eda. I remember once in my shul, that a very beloved Gamoel, you know, he called to me, no Torah Shus, that, you know, he's coming to my shul to do a bris on Shabbos. He wanted to make sure that, you know, to go through the dinim, you know, amongst the shoes. And I'll be happy to go through with you, but it was the Yotzei Dofen. It was a C-section. You know? So you're not coming on Shabbos, you're not doing the bris on Shabbos, the bris is on day 9, it's on Sunday. I'm glad he called. Would have been a scene, you know, stopping the bris in the middle of the, you know, but okay, so good. Yeah, Seika Dedina, we treat it as a Seika Dedina. That's something which is like stunning. Doros HaRishonim Yochichu, what do you mean? No, Nitzna Torah, Nischa Shalacha. The Rambam writes again the Pirush Mishnayos, but don't you have some Gemaras that seem to learn some of the details of Bris Milah from Avraham Avinu? You know what the Rambam writes? That's true, because in Parshas Tazria, the Torah tells us, you know what, that do Bris Milah as Avraham Avinu did. So we can use Avraham Avinu as a model because of the reference. So for example, when Chayvim Bris Milah, Chayvim Bris Milah, you know what, the Gemara Kedushin can cite, Lev Chavtes, Kasher Tzivu Kalokim, Osov Lo Osav, Avraham Avinu, Sarah, not because we're basing the Tzivu of Avraham Avinu, but you know what, certain details, when there is no discrepancy, like day 1, day 8, that can be gleaned from Parshas Lech Lecha, but the tzivu is that. Take a look at the Sugin Yavamos and the Ayin Aleph Tosus. The Gemara is Mufurish that the Mila of Avraham Avinu was different than what we do. We, in terms of Mila, we have the outer skin, which is the Or HaMila, and then we have the inner layer, which is the Or HaPriya. And clear in the Gemara, no, Mo Vlo Para Ki Ilo Lo Mo. Both are absolutely, absolutely essential. We have Mila and we have Priya. Mila and Priya. The Gemara is explicit that Avraham Avinu was only Mitzuva in Mila and not on Priya. The Tzivu was different. Tosus adds, which may not be so simple, but Tosus adds, yeah, but there is a Gemara. Ooh, Yom HaChavches. Avraham Avinu, Kim Kol HaTorah Kulu Kodem Shenitna. So Avraham Avinu also did Priya, but Avraham Avinu did Priya as Einu Mitzuvi Osa. Wow. So Avraham Avinu did Priya, but not Mitzuvi Osa. But we, what do you mean? Mo v'lo paro ki lo mo. The Mila was different. The Mila indeed was different. That's a Chiddush of Tosfos. Because, you know, why is that a Chiddush? I'll formulate it this way. I think it's Machlokas Rishonim. I think the Rosh is against Tosfos. But you know what Einu Mitzuvi Osa means? That even if you're not commanded to, but nonetheless, Einu Mitzuvi Osa. A woman, Lulav Sukkah Shofar, Einu Mitzuvi Osa, no? Let me ask you the following question. Let's say you are Mitzuvi Osa, but your Tzivui is different. I tell you, you do it this way, and I tell him, you do it that way. Is doing it that way Einu Mitzuvi Osa? Something that you're exempt from. There's a Ptur of Zman Grami, you're exempt. Even though you're exempt, it's an exemption. So you can opt in. You're not exempt. I said, you do the mitzvah this way, you do the mitzvah that way. Is it so obvious that's called Einu Mitzuvi Osa? You know? You're not chayiv in the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. You know what I'd say to you? I'd say, that's gavaldik. Wow, tzidkus, no? I tell you, you do the mitzvah this way, and you did it that way. You know what I'm going to tell you? You didn't listen to me. No, I told you to do this mitzvah this way. Why are you doing this mitzvah that way? No, that's Einu Mitzuvi Osa. I'll tell you that that's a chiddush. That indeed is a chiddush. Why does Tosos say that? Because maybe Tosos understood an interesting possibility that we'll view Mila and Priya independently. That's interesting. Mila and Priya independently. That's a very heavy issue. You know, the relationship of Mila and Priya, not for right now, but that's a pretty heavy issue. A couple of tshuvas and some sofer, no? Let's assume, for example, a child is born, and you know what? Without an orla, all there is the or ha-priya. Do you have to remove it? Of course. Do you make a bracha on priya? And if you make a bracha on priya, what's the bracha? Do you make a bracha al hamila on priya? If this is an inherent part of bris mila, maybe yes. This is a separate kiyum, maybe not. That's an interesting issue. I would argue, according to Tosos, that if there's an imut sivyosa, maybe Tosos view this as an additional kiyum. That is a reinterpretation. And the Rosh does not recognize that Avraham Avinu did create imut sivyosa. You know, I will tell you, maybe this fits in the following. You know, the last daf, number those of the Nila. Ooh, fundamental deal in Tosos. The Mo makes the bracha of Alamila. He's doing the Maisa Mila. The father makes the bracha of Lachnisa. When is that bracha of Lachnisa made? Before or after? Before or after? Tosos begins that, of course, Lachor before, no? Because Lachnisa. Psachim Dav Zayin, Li is always L'haba Mashma. No? So, make both brachos, even L'Hachniso, and then do the bris, And Tosos quotes the second day that that's not true. If you look carefully at a bris, the one makes the bracha at Al Hamila, does the Mila right away, and the father makes the bracha L'Hachniso. So the Rosh, they're very in Rav Ozman, it comes up with a grape shara. Well, you know what? There are two parts of Mila. You know, there's Mila Priya, and there's Machlokas Rishonim, whether Bracha Lehach Niso should be before or after. Oh, so you know what the Rosh writes? Why don't you do it in between, after the Mila and the Priya? So it's after Dor HaMila and before Dor HaPriya, so you're going to salvage over L'Asiyasin. You're going to salvage Lovel Asiyasin. That's what the Rosh writes. That's basically the practice. No, the Mo recites the Bracha, Alamila does the Mila, and then the father recites his Bracha, and the Mo does the Priya. You know what's not so simple about this? Not so simple? That all sounds great. Except. No? What's the Bracha? No? The Bracha is Lahachnisa B'Bris HaShalom Avinu. And Avraham Avinu was not mitzuvin priya. You've almost up ayin aleph. It sounds a little unusual that you're salvaging the overlasiyasin of priya. Great, no? Yeah, but no, not great. The bracha is briso shal Avraham Avinu. Briso shal Avraham Avinu. That's a bit unusual, no? That was not the bris of Avraham Avinu. That's the Minchasina Sarachim, pretty strong kasha. Maybe that's exactly the deal. In other words, are Mila and Priya independent? Or do I argue that no, that again, you have to remove the skins in order to be mohel. For Avraham Avinu, that was Mila, for us, Mila and Priya, but it's the same mitzvah. The halacha Moshe Misinai of Priya is mefareshes, not mechadeshes. So that's really true, that Priya is not considered to be something in addition to, but literally part of. You know what I would argue? That all of that can be labeled as the bris of Avraham Avinu. And therefore, that's the chiddush of the Rosh. And that's why the Rosh doesn't write that Avraham Avinu did so in Imut Sivyosa. You like the other sheet does say? No, because if it's the same mitzvah, that's not Imut Sivyosa. But Tosus, who suggests it's a different kiyum, Avraham Avinu could be Makayim, that second kiyum, the Torah says Imut Sivyosa. And Tosus does not suggest that you can salvage Orbal Asiyasa regarding Priya. Think about that, no? Maybe that alignment. As the Shita say. I'll I'll tell you a chiddush if you ever have to speak at a bris. No. So just add this, and everybody will go, whoa, no, you know. That's also kashif. If you're making the bracha afterwards, how can you recite a bracha of lehachniso? Psachim dav zayin. Le is always lehaba mashma. Le is always lehaba mashma. So you know who addresses this? Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz. Psachim dav zayin. Take a look. It's like unbelievable. Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz writes the following. What do you think the bris of Avraham Avinu is? It's just Mila. The legacy of Avraham Avinu is Mila. Avraham Avinu is Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. The bris of Avraham Avinu is Kol HaTorah Kula. And in order to demonstrate that the bris of Avraham Avinu is Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's not just Mila, you know what you do? You do the Mila, and then you make a bracha. Everything else. He'll say, what do you mean? The bris of Avraham Avinu was Mila. You did Mila already. The answer is no. It embraces Kol HaTorah Kula. People say, oh, that's nice. And then you tell him, you know what Rabbeinu Peretz writes? But Mamash Rabbeinu, yeah, take a look. Tos Rabbeinu Peretz, but no Zayin. Rabbeinu Peretz writes, because the gematria of bris is 612. Rabbeinu Peretz writes that. The gematria of bris is 612. One mitzvah is done. But the bris of Avraham is Kol HaTorah Kula, and yet 612 mitzvahs left to do. So therefore, that's the lehachnisu, bris of Avraham Avinu. Whoa, that's Rabbeinu Peretz. Huh? You don't mention Rabbeinu Peretz, you'll say that. They'll say to you, which Hasidic Rebbe said that? Then they'll tell them, Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, Tachim Dav Zayin, and that Sefer HaMana quotes his name of his father, independently. You know, it's like really, whoa, that's pretty sharp. You know, fascinating. So, the different gedarim, the different parts. But that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush again. That Ram, the Pirush Mishnayos, is something which is stunning, and that is, you know, Sefer Bereishis is a Sefer Yetzirah, and you look to the Avos for Avodas Hashem. But mitzvos. Ah, that's considered to be that which is right? Tariyag mitzvos nemro. Another Moshe Yisina. That's something which is. Which is pretty stunning. You know, it's interesting that clearly, that Avraham Avinu was Nistava Lamila. And that also is interesting in light of the Gemara I just mentioned, that Avraham Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Kodem Shenitana. Avraham Avinu kind of did everything. So maybe one could formulate a question, maybe you could formulate it this way, that why was it necessary? Maybe that's not the strongest formulation. Why was it necessary to have a tzivui of bris milah if Avraham Avinu was, in any case, going to do so? Because Avraham is makam kol HaTorah Kula. Or maybe one could formulate the question this way: if Avraham Avinu was makam kol HaTorah Kula kodem shenitna, so why didn't Avraham Avinu immediately do bris mila? Why did Avraham Avinu wait for the tzivu? Well, why did Avraham Avinu wait for the tzivu? You know, if Avraham Avinu didn't know, he didn't know. But if Avraham Avinu somehow knew, who the Ramban writes in Ruach HaKodesh, no? Ramban in Bereishis Chaf Vav Hei writes that Avraham Avinu's fulfillment of Kol HaTorah Kula was a nevuah, was a Ruach HaKodesh. It's not that Avraham Avinu intuited every mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs are not intuitive. But you know what? It was a Ruach HaKodesh that the Ramban writes Avraham Avinu had. But Avraham Avinu knew to wait. Wait for the tzivur bismillah. Why exactly was that? Maybe one could argue, that's an interesting issue, maybe this is true l'halacha. You know what? Rabbi Mizrahi writes, for example, that if Avraham Avinu knew that there would be a tzivui of bris mila, well, you know, a mitzvah you can do every day, well, like our tzlach about tilto muktzah, no? You can be tilto muktzah today and tomorrow, the next day. The fact that I can do it tomorrow, what does it have to do with today? But if you're dealing with something you're only going to do once, achila, so just wait, no? You have to eat it at Shalosh Shuvos, eat it at Mava Malka. No, you're only eating it once anyway. But something that you're doing, oh, so maybe that's fascinating. Well, the Mizrahi writes that. Now that if you're only going to do something once, and you know there's going to be a tzivui, don't do it as inim etzuviyose. Don't do it as inim etzuviyose. That's a pretty interesting issue. No, a mitzvah you're going to do once, wait for the tzivui. You know, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, there are different practices. In your day in Simon Reish Peipav, Tilchus Mezuzah, no? You know what? A person buys a home, he's chayv mezuzah miyad. A person rents a home. Midarais is not chayv mezuzah. He's chayv in mezuzah because mechsei kedar. In chutzlaretz, that means after 30 days, you're chayv mezuzah. No? After 30 days, you're chayv mezuzah. Mechsei kedar. Let me ask you the following question. You know what? I'm going to wait 30 days. I want to put up my mezuzah today, immediately. Is there any chumrah to wait until the chiyuv is chal, and then to go ahead and put up the mezuzah? Take a look. Rav Moshe discusses this. Nidras Moshe. Kufayin tes in your day. No kufayin tes. I'm going to do it now. Let's assume there's no tzivu. Interesting. I signed a year lease. Does that mean there's no tzivu for 30 days, or does it mean there's a tzivu miyad? Let's assume there's no tzivu. Until Mechsei Kedar, which is La'achar Shloshim Yom. Should I bedafka wait until the Chiyu begins in order to do so? Because you're only going to put up the mezuzah once. No? Why would you put up the mezuzah as in a mitzuviyose? And why would you do so as indeed mitzuviyose? Rabbi Mizrahi writes that, you know what, though, that's the... Avraham Avinu, yes, knew Baruch HaKodesh, Targ Mitzvahs, but it was a tzivoy. So maybe that's indeed why one would wait. But there are many different truths, and I'll tell you. But they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim. This is another B'Chsav, but they quote B'Shem Reb Chaim. That Mila is a bris, it's a kris of a bris. A kris of a bris. A bris is in what Suviyah said. A bris is in what Suviyah. You're entering into a bris with a Kadosh Baruch Hu without. What makes it into a bris? Kadosh Baruch Hu telling you that, you know what, through this we will enter into a covenant. That element of the bris of Mila can be done in what Tzviel said. That's what Chaim said, that no, that really is not true. And I'll tell you here like a fascinating possibility. But is this true, and are there clear ayahs that indeed this is the case? But there are certain things that a person can do b'toras inamitsuviyos. Okay. What about when it comes to brismila? Can one really envision brismila as really like inamitsuviyos? In what sense really is that true? If I ask you, like, what is the essence of brismila? You know what? I will tell you the following. You know what it starts with? I will tell you this, that you know what? A person is an Orel, and the Torah says that requires, you know, that requires a tikkun haguf. Al yedei bris mila, you remove the psul of Orel. It is true, al yedei mila, you're chasum ba'os bris kodesh. You're chasum ba'os bris kodesh. What is the relationship between those? If there's no tzivui of bris mila, are you an Orel? If there's no tzivui of bris mila, so you're not mitzvah bris mila. You're an Orel. And if you were to go ahead and remove the or hamila, so that is removing the psul Orel and being chasna baros bris kodesh, maybe one would argue, no, you know, the mitzvah bris mila, that's koveh l'chaloshem arev. That is what is koveh l'chaloshem arev. What do you mean, in mitzvah Yosef? If there was no tzivui of bris mila, that there's no deficiency, so to speak, there's no psul arev. And that would not allow for that in mitzvah Yosef. Well, that's like a, that's what's, and the brisker of Allah Torah. That's what the Brisker of Rides. The Mitzvah Bris Mila is called Vele Chalo Shem Aram. I'll tell you, I think stunning rise. When does a child become an Aram? When does a child become an Aram? So clear in the Gemara, clear in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is in Rav Lozzer Meir, Perek Yates or Shabbos. The child is not an Aram until day 8. Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, the child is not an Aram. The child is born. Guess what? This child is a Kohen. Am I allowed to go ahead and give Truma to this child? Am I allowed to take Shemen Shel Truma and smear it on the child? Guess what? You know what the answer is? Day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5. Yes. Mutu Lasucha B'Shemen Shel Truma. You know, you want to put some, oil on the skin of the baby? Yeah, but the oil is truma. And truma is usher to an aram. You know what the answer is? The child is not an aram. I'll tell you an amazing din in Yerushalmi there, Shabbos Yates. At what point do we say, no? Day 8. Ooh, din in Yerushalmi. The night or the morning? That is a din in Yerushalmi. The night or the morning? Wow. The mitzvah bris milah is koveya lechalos shem aram. When does the mitzvah bris milah begin? Day 8. What about the night? Amila k'sher is only bayom. That's true. But is it possible to argue that the shem aral is mikva betchilas hayom, which is ready from the night before, even though the maisa amila is only bayom and not balayla? Wow, that's a pretty heavy deal. That's a din in Shagasari, in Simen Nun Gimel, but it's already a din in Yerushalmi. A din in Yerushalmi. And I'll give you a parallel with the Tzarechian, with the Mishnah Berurah. The Sugyan Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel discusses Dichoy. Let's say you had something that was Pasul, the mitzvah began, and then it became Kosher. Do we argue, now it's Kosher? Of course it's good. Or jargon, no, that's not true. Hold the nitche yidachin. Since when the mitzvah began, it was possible, that psul remains. What would a case of dichoy be? Sukkalam and Gilmo. What happens if niktam rosho me erev yantif? Yaba hadas, that's cut when yantif begins, va oslo tomorrow be yantif. And all of a sudden a berry grew on top. Right now it's intact. But earlier it was not. The Gemara says that's a problem of dichui. Because when the mitzvah began, it was possible. Wow. Does that psul remain or does it not? When the mitzvah began, it's mitzvah began. When did the mitzvah begin? So Rashi just writes a couple of words. No, Rashi writes there, Sukkah Lama Gimel, Mishakideh Shayim. You know what Mishakideh Shayim means? The beginning of Sukkahs. The night of Sukkahs. That's a kasha of Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha. In Tavkuf Peivav, why is it dependent on the night? The mitzvah of Ulav is only bayom. It should be on the morning of the first day of Sukkot. Is it intact or is it impaired? Why does its status 12 hours earlier make any difference? Pashup Shat, you know what you see according to Rashi? The following, that the mitzvah is going to set up Dichui. And I'm going to ask you the following question. Obviously, that the Dalaminim are a function of the mitzvah Siyam of Sukkot. Sukkot begins Balayla. The mitzvah's Natil is only Bayom. Does that mean that the first night of Sukkot is like Erev Sukkot? Or does it mean, no. Already, the Chalos, the Cheftz is already Nikva, B'tchila Siyam, even though the Maisa Mitzvah is only done Bayom as opposed to Layla. I would tell you that's a clear relationship between dichui and Are you allowed the night before the bris to give truma to this infant coin? It's day 8, but the mitzvah bris mila is only balayla. It's only balayla. Well, Rav Soloveitchik once suggested a chiddush that. Tosus is bothered. Why do you need a pasuk to say that a mother is exempt bring the bris of the son, Tosfos Kedush Chates, it's not a Zman Grama. It's not a Zman Grama. Tosfos ends up saying, you're right, it is a Zman Grama. But if you go to Mila Shlob Zman, it's Kshira Balayla, it's not a Zman Grama. But we assume a Mila Shlob Zman only during the day, not at all at night. Not all at night. But Savetchik once explained many answers, Tosfos is Kasha. A typical Zman Grama, it means Chutz L'Zman, the mitzvah has no relevance at all. No matzah today. Matzah, what is matzah today? Mila balayla is still relevant balayla because the mitzvah bris minas koveh the chaloshim arel, which applies at night as well. The mitzvah expresses itself not only during the day, the maisa milas bayom, but the chalosa mitzvah, the cheftesha mitzvah, is even balayla. Maybe that's not called the zman grama. It's not that the laila is excluded and has no relevance. No relevance too. Wow. The mitzvah bris minas koveh lechol hashem arel. I'll tell you a story of Kiddush. There is, take a look at the Rashi ben Yevamos and the Ayin, that's the beginning of Perek Arel. And at Tosfos in Chagiga, the Dal Raveis, they called the Kiddush Rabbi Yotam. Rabbi Yotam was such a Baal Mechadish. Rabbi Yotam said the following Kiddush. Rachmanelitzlan. We discussed this last week. No. Meisu echel mach masmin. No. Week ago. No. Don't do a bris. You're not allowed to do a bris to this child. Rachman al-Islam, a sibling, two siblings, we discussed, the chazaka, two or three. No? You're not allowed to do a bris. Let me ask you a fun question. Is that child an ara? Is that child an ara? The Torah says you're not allowed to do a bris. So Pashav Shadu would say, of course. The child is an arel, but it's a suffix, sakana, to do a bris. So don't do a bris. Rabbi Natam's Kiddush is the following. If it's a suffix sakana, there's no mitzvah bris mila. If there's no mitzvah bris mila, the child is not an arah. Because the mitzvah bris mila is koveh l'chol hashem arah. That's Rabbi Natam. And that child can partake of the karma vesa. What do you mean? He has an arla. Yeah, he has an arla, but he's exempt from bris mila. He's exempt from bris mila because of sakana. And that means that he's not an arah. That's Rabbi Natam. That's a great Kiddush, no? As opposed to saying, he is an Arab, but his hands are tied. He's an Arab, but his hands are tied. You can't change that. No, Rabbi Natan says, the mitzvah bris mila, wow. The mitzvah bris mila is koveh lechol hashem arel. So, Rabbi Natan Shita, or the Bavni Yerushalmi about Kodem Ches, and the Din Yerushalmi Lel Ches. So I'll tell you a fascinating deal. Mishnah Chacham writes this deal. Parshas Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu. And all of a sudden the Pasuk says, now, Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Gimel. Vayipal Avraham Apanav. Vayipal Avraham. Avraham Avinu falls on his face. Because Vayidabri to Elohim. What does one have to do with the other? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. Mimora Hashina. Because Ad Shlomo Lohaya Bakoach Lamor. No? Avraham didn't yet have a bris mila. So he could not stand in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaKadosh Nitzeh Masalav. You know what's not so simple about this? This Pasuk for Yipal Rabbanav is Yud Zayin Gimel. It's like in the middle of the parasha, no? It's the middle of the parasha. Like what in the world, no? Right? What about the very beginning of the parasha, no? What about the very beginning of the parasha? Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Lecha Me'artza, the pasuk doesn't say the parabana. Well, why not? Why not exactly? If you take a look at like the Sifsei Chachamim and others on the Rashi, they're like, okay, maybe you have to assume what was recorded later was true even earlier. That up until the time of Bris Mila, Vayipal Avraham Apanav. The Torah records it later. But maybe it was true even earlier as well. So Meshech Chachma has an amazing diuk. No. This was not true earlier. This was not true later. It was only true Perek Yuzayin Pasukim. Like why? Because there's something really unusual, no? That is the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu after the tzivui of Bris Milah, before the mitzvah of Bris Milah was fulfilled. Take a look in the psukim, no? In the beginning of the parsha, Avraham Avinu was not given the tzivui of Bris Milah. He was not given the tzivui of Bris Milah. Later in the parsha, Avraham Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Bris Milah. There was one, right, freeze frame, no? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Yiselech lefanei yisamim, Rashi says that means a mitzvah smila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to perform Bris Milah. And right before Avraham Avinu performed Bris Milah, all of a sudden, Vayedabri to Elokim Lemo. That was the only time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avinu after the tzivu, before the mitzvah was fulfilled. Ooh, the mitzvah, Bris Milah, is koveya, the chaloshim ara. Avraham Avinu was only an Arel for that very short window of time. After the tzivu, before the mitzvah was performed, and all of a sudden, Ruach HaKadosh said to Salah. So then, only then, the Avraham Avinu, that's the Diyuk of the Meshech Chachma. But the mitzvah of Bris Milah, wow, being koveh, the chalo shemara. Now, there's a lot to discuss. I think many rayas. In sugyas, sometimes this is referred to as mechuser zman. What's the status of the Karban Pesach on the morning of Erev Pesach? It's Erev Pesach. It's the Yom HaKrava. Atatat, but it's not Ben Arba'im. No? Is that like Erev Pesach? Or is that like, no? It's like the day before. It's like the day before. Now that's a huge machlokas. Right? Opening sukkahs and zochim. That's an important issue. Like, what indeed is that status? I'll tell you, this is part of the starting point. The mitzvah Bris Milah Kovel Chol Shemaran. When does the mitzvah Bris Milah begin? Day 8 or even the night of 8? But if you really assume that the mitzvah indeed is the koveya, the mitzvah is the koveya, you know, so without the mitzvah, there's no orel. That would not be called Inam Tzuviyosa. That would not be called Inam Tzuviyosa. And therefore, look, you can have Inam Tzuviyosa when a person can daven without a tzivli of tefillah. It's davening. But mila without an orla is not a maisa hamila. And if a tzivli of Bris Milah is necessary to be koveh del choloshim orel, baharaya, you don't have a tzivli, you're not an orel. On day 8, you're not an orel. Oh, so in such a case, you know, so perhaps that's why indeed Avraham Avinu had to indeed wait. There are many different aspects of Bris Milah that are informed by the way the Torah relates to Avraham Avinu during these different stages of life. In the very beginning of the parasha, the Torah tells us Avraham Avinu was given an incredible bracha, Esa l'gagado, Recha kadu l'shmecha, and v'hei bracha. What is that a reference to? Rashi writes the following. Yei bracha is a reference, an indirect reference, but a reference to Shmon Esrei. Right? No, Shmon Esrei is like the quintessential brachas. No, that's the model of a bracha. You know? And here, v'hei bracha. So Rashi writes, b'cha chosmin, v'lo v'hem. You're going to mention all of the avos in Shmon Esrei, but Avraham Avinu has unique role in Shmon Esrei. And what is that role? Ooh, b'chachosim. Chasim, Magen Avraham. Perhaps one could argue there's another unique role that Avraham Avinu has when it comes to the brachos of Shmon Esrei. You know, Rishonim Rabbah, the Tosus is Bah, the brachos daf mem, but other Rishonim. What are the essential components of a bracha? So, number one, you have to mention a Shem Hashem, no? Brachas that mem. A bracha has to have a Shem, okay? Rabbi Yochanan says that's not enough. Malchus. A bracha also has to contain Melech HaOlam. If you don't have a reference to Malchus, Melech HaOlam, it's not called a bracha. It's not called a bracha at all. No? That's pretty heavy. Kol bracha shino shimu malchus. Eno bracha. So Tosus is the kneeling brother. Shmon Esrei, the quintessential Barachas. Now, like, where is the Malchus? Where is the Malchus? Where do you find Melech Olam and Shmon Esrei? I'll tell you Chiddush of the Miri. The Miri is on that daf and daf mem. Not every Rebracha requires Malchus. Not every bracha requires malchus. Certain brachas, certain brachas. Let's say, for example, you make a bracha on Briyas Ha'olam. Like the Brichas HaShacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that. Those brachas require malchus. Those brachas have to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei. So you're speaking about Matar Asurim, Rokar Atzolamayim, Asli Kotzarki. That requires malchus, okay? Let's assume we're making a Berachas HaNenen. L'Hashem Aratzim Lo. That requires Malchus, no? Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is the Melech and not the Rishus. Let's say a Berachas HaMitzvah. Who, what, where? What do you mean? You know what the answer is? The Melech commanded me to do so. A Berachas HaMitzvah. So, Berachas HaNenen requires Malchus. And a Berachas HaMitzvah requires Malchus. And if the Baruch is referencing the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria, it requires Malchus? Okay, good, but the Meir writes. But not when it comes to Tefillah and Bakasha. Not when it comes to Tefillah and Bakasha. Well, in the Chiddush of the Meir, this is also Sefer Okeh, Shin Samach Gimel, that Shmon Esrei does not require Malchus. And you don't have it. You don't have it. Well, Rov Rishon disagree. The Shmon Esrei requires Malchus. If you take a look at the Rosh and that's again, right? In Perek Vav and Brachos, there the Rosh writes, Hakel HaGadol, Hakel HaGadol is Malchus. Hakel HaGadol is Malchus. No? That is Malchus. Malchus doesn't, you don't use the word Melech. But if you say Hakel HaGadol, HaGibor, Manora, guess what? That's sufficient. You're acknowledging, right, the supreme reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's considered to be sufficient. You know what Tosfos writes? Tosfos says something unbelievable. You know what the uniqueness of Rav Avinu was? In Parshas Lech Lecha? You know what? Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'olam. That's what Rav Avinu did. Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Ha'olam, Shino D'Malchusa. Who is the one who made known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Ha'olam? Tosfos says Rav Avinu. That was the legacy of Rav Avinu. So Tosfos writes that when you say Elokei Avraham, that's Malchus. That's Malchus. You fulfill the requirement of Malchus by Elokei Avraham. You know what that means? That's pretty unbelievable. You know what? You have to meet the requirements of Brach and Shmon Esrei. And you know, once you do so, you mention Malchus, that carries through from the entire Shmon Esrei. You know, like Brach HaSmucha L'Chavrata. But you know what makes the Shmon Esrei into a bracha? Elokei Avraham. If a person would not recite the words Elokei Avraham and Shmon Esrei for a reason, none of the brachas of Shmon Esrei would have the status of a bracha. Because you're lacking Malchus. You're lacking Malchus. So you have to realize that that was the role, that was the legacy, the life of a Rav Avinu, right? Himlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam Shenod D'Malchusa. And therefore, Tosfos writes that Elokei Avraham is Malchus, and Hakol Nimshach Achar Bracha Rishon. And that is what gives life to the entire Shmon Esrei. You know? So it's like, you know, so the very beginning of the parsha, you know? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, V'heyei Bracha, through you there will be a Bracha. Now, Rashi says, Shmon Esrei, you know? V'chachosmi. True, the Bracha is Magen Avraham. According to Tosfos, even more than that. Now, not just the chasima of Magen Avraham. The psicha of Elokei Avraham is what gives the Shmon Esrei its status as a bracha. That's pretty heavy, no? Maybe that's part of the illusion at the very beginning of the parsha, no? Agadlo Shemecha and Vehei Bracha. Right? That was uniquely true when it comes to Avraham Avinu. Oh, and maybe that's the hidden chiddush of Tosfos. No, that's Elokei Avraham Malchus. Without it, Shmon Esrei would not have the status of a single bracha, let alone all 19 brachas. All the brachas Shmon Esrei, right, are a smucha l'chavrata of Elokei Avraham. it's pretty fascinating. The role of Avraham Avinu when it comes to being koveh the brothers of faith.